أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we begin my lecture tonight, something came into my mind when we were reciting Dua Iftitah, and I said, you know what, this Dua Iftitah which we recited tonight, it could be the last Dua Iftitah in our lives. Because tomorrow we are going to, inshallah, announce the day of Eid, because now there's no any sign of moon sighting. Moon has not been sighted anywhere in the area where we are. So tomorrow is the last day of the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah accept your ibadah, inshallah. But that Dua Iftitah which we recited there, because tomorrow night there will be no Dua Iftitah. So it could be the last one in our lives. So seriously, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah has decided that this will be the last one in our duas, we ask Allah to accept it from us, inshallah. And if not, then of course we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong our lives till next year Ramadan, so that we can fast and recite another and many dua iftitah to come, inshallah. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. My topic tonight is very well known, but we need to remind one another about this topic each and every time. The topic is about our parents, to be kind to our parents, both of them. When you look at the Holy Quran, you come across two groups of verses, one in Surah Luqman and another one in Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17 in the Holy Quran. Surah Bani Israel, ayah 23 to 24, you may find clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us never ever to forget the issues which are concerned with our parents. You can't say that, well, we have had these lectures, many speakers, many ulama, many maulanas are talking about them, so we don't need to listen to them. That's a wrong approach. Even the Holy Quran, you have read it since your childhood. Up to today, you read the Holy Quran. Why? Because for dhakir, there is that idea of reminding one another. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 23 and 24 of Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, he says clearly, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. These two verses are very important for us to remind about our relationship with our parents, whether they are alive or they are dead, whether they are young or they are old, whether they are Muslims or not. Allah did not differentiate with all these things. He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. And your Lord has commanded that you shall not worship none but him. Allah has commanded that If you want to worship anyone, then that is Allah. Don't worship any human being. Don't worship anything. Don't worship nothing, none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after talking about issue of worship, he says, "Wabil walidaini ihsana." And that Allah commanded that you be kind to your parents, both of them. The command of not to worship any but Allah is number one. Number two, the command of us to be kind to our parents is two. Then Allah says, if either or both of them, if one of them or both of them reach old age with you, they become old and you are young, they become frail, you become strong, they become weak and you are very active, while you are in that stage, say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them. لا تنهرهما ولا تقل لهما أف. Don't even think about showing that you are better than them. It is haram. It's not permissible. It's not allowed. And then Allah says, and address them, talk to them, speak to them a generous word, qawlan karima. Sometimes, unfortunately, when you have young people, especially we live in these countries, we migrated to these countries, we came to work, we came to live. Sometimes even the language of the place, we don't speak it very well. Then you have your children who are raised here, they went to school here, they speak the language better than you and me. Sometimes even they can mock the way you speak the language. Well, in a humor way, that's fine. But to make that they know better than you, Allah says, don't do even that. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't think in this age of computer science and technology, because you know the issues to do with computer, iPad, iPhone, I don't know, WhatsApp, Viber, and all those, so you are better than your parents. Never even think about that. Why? Because they came to this world before you. Imam Amirul Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam says, whatever you see within you, that is from your father. If it were not for him, you wouldn't be the way you are. About mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think and think and think again. It was your mother who carried you, according to the Holy Quran, wahnan ala wahnin wa fisaluhu fi amain. It was your mother who carried you with difficulties upon difficulties. You need to show respect to both of them. And that is Islam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these two verses, the language is so strong. You need to understand that it's strong. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It's a serious kind of language. He wants us to be there for our parents. And then, when you look at the issues which are related to these two verses, you find at least 8 points which are very important. Point number one, you are not allowed to worship any but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we say, there is no God with small g, there is no God but God, God but God, that God is capital G. La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship, there is none worthy of taking him as your deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Luqman, in Surah Luqman, when he was talking to his son, wa huwa ya'idhuhu, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. My son, my beloved son, O young one, I want you not to associate anyone with Allah, because if you do that, you commit a big injustice. Shirk is dhulmun azim. Why? It's because Allah created with you with those two eyes. You say, no, it's not Allah, it's someone else. Allah gave you those two hands. You say, no, no, it's not Allah, it's someone else. Allah created the whole of you with your limbs and all parts in your body. And then you say, no, it's not Allah, it's someone else. Luqman says, if you do that, that is shirkun la dhulmun azim. That is the greatest of injustice. Someone does something little, you say, thank you, I appreciate, oh, well done, and so on and so forth. Allahu Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, who gave you that, then you come and say, ah, no, it's not, it's someone else. Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا. So don't think even that idea, ah, this world doesn't have a creator. How come you come to that conclusion? You see a nice picture, you say, wow, who painted this picture? Who drew the picture? So you appreciate the one who drew the picture. You see the whole world with the whole kind of art, the art which is there. You don't appreciate the artist who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our narrow-mindedness which makes us to reach to that conclusion. Here Allah says, don't worship none but Allah. Wabil walidaini ihsan. And your parents, be kind to them. So that is point number two. Be kind to walidain. Point number three, honor them. Honor them. Make them to be honored until they say, Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, we thank you for you. You have given us this particular daughter or son. Honor them. Don't talk harsh to them. Even when you walk with them, don't just overtake them and you say, my father is very slow in walking. You are too slow. My mother, this and that. Honor them. Because if they were not because of them, you wouldn't be in this existence. Now, number four, be gentle to them. Be gentle to them. I love to watch that particular clip in the YouTube. You see an old father talking to his son. I think it was made in Iran. You see that old man, slow in hearing. He can't hear properly. And the son talks to his father. He calls him and the dad doesn't hear. Why? Because he's slow. He is kind of deaf. And the son becomes angry. He says, father, I've called you three times, you didn't hear. Father goes inside. He goes to his house. He brings drawings. He gives them to this man now. Young man, a gentleman. He gives them. He says, you see this, when you are young, you used to draw this. I used to give you a piece of papers for you to draw this. He looks at them and says, ah, did I do this? Yes. And then the father says, you know what? When you are young, you used to call me more than three times. Maybe five times, maybe six times, maybe seven times, maybe 10 times. And I used to say, yes, my son, yes, my dear, yes, my dear. All those times. I never said even once, why are you calling me three times? Those are our parents. We need to honor them. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to honor them, to be gentle to them. And number five, he says, lower your wing of submission. وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. When it comes to the issue of rahmah, sure, it's like you have your wings in front of your father and mother. Don't stretch them to become boastful. Lower them. Be gentle to them. Why? Because they are the one who took care of you. Now, point number six, pray for them. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, I ask you to have mercy on my parents the way they showed mercy to me when I was young. There were times when we were very, very fragile. Even for a parent to carry you, it was not easy. Your father, your mother will take you with care and that tenderness. Why? Because he doesn't want to break you. So now when they are old, you need to show that to them and pray for them. And then remember when they looked after you. I like to talk about this in terms of humor with the young people. I say, here, diapers, yeah? Now if we give you diaper to change your brother or sister, you say, wow, it stinks. Wow. And poo and so on and so forth. Yeah? But your father and your mother used to change that with smile on their faces, wallah. Why? Because they cared for you. So now when they become old, let's say your father, your mother becomes very ill. He can't even change his own clothes. You go do that with cheerfulness, with smile on your face. Because that's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do that. And 8, keep good company with them. You know, sometimes, yes, young people decide to go out by themselves. They say we can't go out with our parents. We can't accompany them. Well, because of this and that, they don't understand us, their time is different and so on and so forth. That's true. However, there are some times you need to be with them. Go out with them. There are a lot for you to learn from them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember. Now we understand when we look at the human society, any human society will always be in harmony so long as we respect our parents. Any human society which doesn't show respect to the parents, then that human society is doomed to fail. No, forget about human society. Any house, any family which fails to show respect to their parents, that family is doomed to fail. Any family which shows respect to their parents, that family will flourish. That family will be a successful family. And that's why when you look at real happiness, there will be no real happiness if we mistreat our parents. Real happiness will come to us if we honor and respect our family. And that's why the Holy Prophet, beloved Messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. In his very famous hadith, he says, Ridha Allah fi ridha al-walidaini wa sakhatuhi fi sakhatuhima. Ridha Allah, the happiness of Allah, fi ridha al-walidaini, will be with the happiness of the two parents. Wa sakhatuhi, and his anger, the anger of Allah, fi sakhatuhima, will be with the anger of the parents. If you want success, be good to your parents. If you want to become a loser in this world, then be bad to your parents. That is hatman sayakunu bila ishkal. You want to achieve success in this world, be good to your parents. If you want the whole world to crash on you, then be bad to your parents. It will be seen. There is a language, spiritual language, which you don't need to speak. People will see that. Even if they are dead, you pray for them, you give sadaqah on their behalf, you pay their debts, you will achieve success. But if you are bad even to them while they are dead, you will not achieve success because you are bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be good. Now, both parents, we need to take care of them. But when we compare the father and the mother, then we see Islam is so biased here. Let me say that. Islam is biased. To our mothers, he wants us to take care more to them. Yes, and we need to be good to them. Why? Rasulullah says in his hadith, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. You want to go to paradise? Then search that Jannah beneath the mother's feet. It's there, not very far. Be closer to your parents. Be closer to your mom. That Jannah, you will get it. Be good to your mom. Why? Because we fathers, sometimes we are so harsh. We know that. Mothers, subhanAllah, they have got, what kind of heart they have. You cause trouble to them today, you go back to them tomorrow to ask for forgiveness, they are ready to forgive you. So they have got, alhamdulillah, a very small, not a big heart, in the sense that they don't keep grudges. Why? Because they care. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about tough experiences they end up with when they were carrying us in their wombs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that pregnancy, it's a very tough experience. We need to remember that. The father cannot tolerate that. It is the mother. Not only that, bearing the child, it's a very difficult experience. Not only that, breastfeeding is not an easy experience. You need to remember that. And of course, taking care of the children. We fathers, we work outside the house. When we come home, we want to see everything in order. Mothers are the ones who are taking care of that. And it's because of that, mothers, Muslim mothers, when they ask you if you are not working outside your house, what's your job? Don't say, I am jobless. Excuse me. You are doing a lot. You say, I take care of my children. Whatever title you want to give it, use it. Because it's so difficult job. We know that those people who know that this issue of taking care of the children is not jobless, it's a full-time job, they mention it clearly, that we are taking care of our children. Now, looking at the history, looking at the companions of Rasulullah and the companions of their companions, you find that one lady who understood the position of mother, there was no such a lady like Fatima. Fatima Al-Kilabiyya. You know Fatima Al-Kilabiyya? They call her Ummul Banin. This lady, Ummul Banin, understood the position of mother. Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, died. She attained her shahada. While the situation is that Imam Amirul Mu'minin looks at the Imam Hassan Hussein, Zainab, they are young, Ruqayya, says, I need to find someone who can take care of them. He talks to his brother Akil. He says, Akil, I know you are a specialist. You know the genealogies of people here in Medina. I want you to find me a lady who will help me and take care of my children. Akil says, no problem, I'll do that. Akil goes, does his research, he comes back to Amirul Mu'minin, he says, Fatima. Which Fatima? Al-Kilabiyya. Okay, go. I want you to send my proposal there. Akil goes and he says, yes, we found this lady, we want us to marry. Why? It's because in their family, their people were hero. One of the grandfathers of Fatima, they say he used to chase the lions. Allahu Akbar. I don't know how it happen. He was so strong that if he sees the lions, he doesn't run away. He runs after the lions. What kind of a human being was that? Allahu A'lam. Now, Fatima Al-Kilabiyya is married by Imam Amirul Mu'minin. When he comes home, before she enters there, she says to Imam Amirul Mu'minin, I know this house is the house of Fatima al-Zahra. I and Fatima Zahra are not the same. You are taking me here as a wife. There are children there. Your wife used to be known as Fatima. But that Fatima is not Fatima me. One of the conditions I want you to say yes. Number one, don't call me Fatima. Yeah, don't call me Fatima. Give me another name. Imam Amirul Mu'minin says, why? But you are Fatima. She says, yes, I am Fatima. But you know why? I understood the position of Fatima as mother. Whenever you are going to mention the name Fatima, you will bring that sadness in the hearts of Imam Hassan and Hussein and Zainab and all your children. So please don't call me Fatima. What can we call you? Ummul Banin. And that's why she has got the title Ummul Banin. And Allahu Jalla Jalal Subhanallah, after living with Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, she bears four children. All of them are boys. The first one of them is Abul Fadl al-Abbas. All of them are men. And that's why the title Ummul Banin fits her properly. This is the lady who understood the position of the mothers. When you look at the companions of Rasulullah, you come across another person by the name Uwais al-Qarni. Or Uwais al-Qarni. Uwais al-Qarni was a Yaman from Yemen. When Imam Amirul Mu'minin, at the end of the life of the Holy Prophet, just before he passes away, Imam Amirul Mu'minin was sent to Yemen to do propagation of Islam. When he is there, he talks to the people of Yemen. Many people become Muslims. One of them, Uwais al-Qarni, when he was 17 years of age. Uwais al-Qarni became so good in Islam because he wanted to know, what does the Holy Prophet says in Medina? Every hadith, every mas'ala, every issue, he wants to know about that. He becomes a very good Muslim. Now, he can't come to Medina. Why? Because Uwais al-Qarni is taking care of his mother. What kind of a mother? When Uwais al-Qarni was young, his father passes away. Now he lives with his mother. There's no any other brothers and sisters in the house. The mother is blind. She can't see. Uwais al-Qarni is taking care of the mother. He wants to go to Medina to see Rasulullah, but he can't. He is asking permission from the mother. Mother, please give me opportunity to go and see Rasulullah. Mother says, no. No, mama? No. Okay. He lives with his mom until one day Uwais al-Qarni talks to his mother. Then mother says, okay, now I allow you to go to Rasulullah only one day in Medina and make sure the next day you come back home. Uwais al-Qarni says, mother, thank you very much. He comes out happily. He goes to Medina. Rasulullah is not there. Rasulullah went for the battle. Uwais al-Qarni is in Medina. He says, I talked to my mom. And my mom gave me permission to stay only one day in Medina. What can I go do? Can I follow Rasulullah? He says, but mom says, no, only Medina. You have to come back one day. Now Uwais al-Qarni decides, okay, I can't see Rasulullah. I have to go back to Medina, to Yemen, to meet with my mom. Yes, he returns back to Yemen without seeing Rasulullah. Rasulullah comes back from the battle. He enters Medina. He says, I smell the fragrance, good fragrance of someone who came here. Who came here? He's asking, and the people say, one young man by the name Uwais. Rasulullah says, that is the man who, if any one of you, my companions, you meet with him, ask him to pray for you. Subhanallah. A normal person, Rasulullah says, he is such a believer that if any one of you meets with him, ask him to pray for you because his dua will be accepted. Uwais al-Qarni goes back to Yemen. Few months, Rasulullah passes away. Now, he hasn't seen Rasulullah. He came to Medina. He is known as Sahaba. The only Sahaba who never seen Rasulullah during his lifetime, but he is known as Sahaba, is Uwais al-Qarni. Now, all the companions are eagerly waiting to meet with Uwais al-Qarni. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, all of them, they are looking to meet with Uwais al-Qarni. If you look at the books of history, they say Umar ibn al-Khattabi used to go to meet with the delegations of people who come for Hajj, asking, who is Uwais al-Qarni here? Who is Uwais al-Qarni? And he couldn't meet with him. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen comes to power. Uwais al-Qarni is coming to meet with Ali bin Abi Talib. We are talking about those Shias of Ali. He meets with Imam Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, oh Ali, I wanted to meet with you. Now I have the opportunity. Now I want to be your companion. Imam Amirul Mu'mineen says, no problem at all. Come with me. The Battle of Jamal happens. Uwais al-Qarni participated in the Battle of Jamal. The Battle of Siffin happens. Uwais al-Qarni participates in the Battle of Siffin. And he is killed there. Where? In Siffin. Where is Siffin today? In a place called Raqqa. Raqqa is in Syria. You go there, you will see big shrines of people who are buried there. One is of Uwais al-Qarni, and another one of which companion who was buried there? Ammar bin Yasir. Two, you go to the shrine of Uwais al-Qarni, it's written there that Rasulullah said on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will be people who has been given shafa'ah of Rasulullah. They will pray for people for shafa'ah, and Allah will give the shafa'ah of these people. One of them is Uwais al-Qarni. In a big number of people, he prays for them, they will go to paradise. You ask yourself, why? Why a normal person like Uwais al-Qarni achieved that highest position? It's because of one and one reason only. Why? He was so good to his mom, so good to his mother, that he couldn't go anywhere without the permission of a mother. He couldn't do anything without the permission of his mother. And that makes him to be a very special person. And that's why many people will get his shafa'ah. For this reason, I urge the young people, and I remind ourselves as well, if your parents are alive, please, please be closer to them. Listen to them. Help them. Pray for them. Be kind to them. Assist them. Don't wait for them to ask for any assistance. You need to do that. And if we are like Uwais al-Qarni, insha'Allah ta'ala, we'll achieve the success in this world as well as in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on our mothers and fathers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us if we have wronged our mothers, if we have wronged our fathers and we didn't know. Ya Allah, please forgive us. Ya Allah, we ask you to have mercy on our parents in their graves. Make their graves to be the Jannah among the Jannat of Paradise, Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده مؤيدا معصوما لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم من أرادنا بسوء فأرده ومن كادنا فكده برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة قبلها الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم